Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. May God bless you on today. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for light, life, and strength. Bless us by your word. Edify us by your word. Build up our faith. May we be able to call those things that be not as though they were. You said if we have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, we can call those things that be not as though they were. We can say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Lord, we have needs on today, Lord, but you have given us power, and may we use the Spirit of the living God to exercise that authority in the Spirit and have what our words say according to your will. I thank you, Lord, for being the God of all and for being above everything, and everything is in you, and we thank you, Lord, that you hold everything in your hand, including us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back to the book of John. We're going to reread verse 40 of John chapter 18. It says, then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was a robber. Now, we talked yesterday about they meaning Jerusalem, the Israelites at that time, Israel at that time, the leaders, the synagogue leaders, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the chief priests at that time said, crucify Jesus and give us a thief. Now, we know that the enemy of our soul, Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that is what he does. So they are asking for the very spirit of Satan to prevail. They said, give us a thief. Give us the spirit of Satan. Give us a robber. They are evoking the spirit of a thief, loosing a thief in their midst, and rejecting the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the living word walking. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. They rejected the word and invoked the spirit of a thief, which invoked the spirit of Satan. And that's what they were asking for. Be careful of what you ask for. Be careful of what comes out of your mouth. Words have power. The air has power. Satan is the prince of the power of the air, signifying the word that the air has power of the air. Whatever you say, you shall have. So be careful about what's coming out of your mouth. Speak light and life and not damnation. Don't say to yourself, I am so stupid. I can't believe I did that. I'm not going to get that job. I'm not going to get that promotion. I can't do this. I can't do that. Don't say those things. Words have power. Words ride on things. And they go and gather like nuts. Like a squirrel gathering nuts. Words have power. They go out and get associated things and gather them up, and that will be your harvest. Don't say things that you don't want to come to pass. Don't say, I want a divorce. I don't want this husband anymore. I'm sick of my wife. Don't say those things. Speak life. Amen. Speak light over your life. Speak words of encouragement. Speak the word of God. Speak truth. And you shall have whatever you say. You shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And you shall have what you say. So be careful about what you say. But they wanted a thief. No, we don't want life. We don't want Jesus. We don't want the walking miracle. We saw him do things that no man had ever done. But we don't want that because he says that he is God. We don't want that. Give us a thief. Let's go to, now we're at chapter 19. We're going to read verse 1 of chapter 19. It says, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him and struck him, whipped him. For what reason? But he did. Verse 2. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put him on a purple robe. Now, the soldiers took time and twisted up thorns to put on Jesus' head. It is always puzzled me. You know, it takes time to do evil. It takes time to devise wicked plans. It takes time to construct evil. But people will do it. They will take time. Look at that man that's on trial right now that went into the theater in Colorado and killed all those people, 12, 13, if I'm getting the number right, people and wounded others. He was taking time to devise a plan. Also, be careful in what thoughts you entertain. Be careful. Don't entertain evil thoughts because they breed other thoughts and they begin to formulate and form this ideology of wickedness. Rebuke those things, casting down imaginations, casting down arguments in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, casting down those arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You have to be careful about high things, ideologies, philosophies, and beliefs that go against the Word of God. Put your mind in the mindset of the Word of God. It's going to take everything you have to maintain sanity in the Word of God. And that's where you find it. Your sanity is in Jesus. But Jesus has left us here for a witness, to be a witness among the people that we are walking in the truth of the Word of God. And we believe in our salvation that has been provided by the blood of Jesus and our faith by His grace. That's what we're walking in. But we are soldiers, and I'm talking a lot about soldiers because we are in a battle, we are in a fight. You got to pick up your sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and you got to pick up your shield of faith, and you got to go for it. You got to go for it. But these people here took time to braid this crown of thorns, to twist them all together, and they put them on his head, which means they stuck the thorns in his skull. What person would do such a thing? One that had been possessed and attained of the enemy. They were under the influence of the enemy to do these things. And they put a purple robe on him, signifying royalty, but mocking him. And it says in verse 3 of chapter 19 of John, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they struck him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Here's the second time. This is grace. I'm giving you an opportunity, people of Israel, telling you I find no fault in him. Meantime, the people, those soldiers were whipping him and striking him with their hands. But Pilate comes out once again and says, "I find no fault in him." That is grace. I find no fault in him. I'm giving you opportunity to change your mind. And that is God today. I'm giving you opportunity to change your mind. You're going in the wrong direction, and I'm giving you opportunity to change your mind. I'm giving you an opportunity to think differently about Christ, to repent and turn from your wicked ways and go the opposite direction. Shift and turn. That was a man that was speaking at our church yesterday, said that. Stop, shift, and turn. And that's the word today. Stop, shift, and turn. Go in the opposite direction. Go towards Christ. Amen. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.